The thing in the corner was the size of a very large bat, like the ones that roosted in Miracle Caves over in Lassburg, or the so-called Wonder Cavern. Guided tours, $3 a head, special family rates available, in Pogus City. Its wings hid most of its body. They weren't folded, but lay in messy, overlapping crumples, as if it had tried to fold them, and failed before it died. The wings were either black or a very dark, mottled green. What they could see of the creature's back was a lighter green. The stomach area was a cheesy, whitey shade, like the gut of a rotted stump or the throat of a decaying swamp lily. The triangular head was cocked to one side. A bony thing that might have been a nose or a beak jutted from the eyeless face. Below it, the creature's mouth hung open. A yellowish rope of tissue dangled from it as if the thing had been regurgitating its last meal as it died. Huddy took one look and knew he wouldn't be eating any more macaroni and cheese for a while. Beneath the corpse, spread around its hindquarters, was a thin puddle of congealing black goo. The idea that any such substance could serve as blood made Huddy feel like crying out. He thought, "I won't touch it. I'd kill my own mother before I'd touch that thing." He was still thinking that when a long wooden rod slid into his peripheral vision. He gave a little shriek and flinched back. "Arky, don't!" he yelled, but it was too late. Later on, Arky was unable to say just why he had prodded the thing in the corner. It was simply some strong urge to which he had given in before he was completely aware of what he was doing. When the end of the rake handle touched the place where the wings were crumpled across each other, there was a sound like rustling paper and a bad smell, like old stewed cabbage. The two of them barely noticed. The top of the thing's face seemed to peel back, revealing a dead and glassy eye that looked as big as a factory ball bearing. Arky backed away, dropping the rake with a clatter and putting both hands over his mouth. Above the spread fingers, his eyes had begun to ooze terrified tears. Huddy simply stood where he was, locked in place. "It was an eyelid," he said in a low, hoarse voice. "Just an eyelid, that's all. You joggled it with the rake, you goddamn fool. You joggled it, and it rolled back. Christ, Huddy, it's dead. Christ, Jesus, God, it's dead, okay? Oh, okay," Arky said in that crazy Swedish accent of his. It was thicker than it had ever been. "Let's get out of here. You're pretty smart for a janitor." The two of them headed back for the door, slowly backing up, not wanting to lose sight of the thing. Also because both of them knew they would lose control and bolt if they actually saw the door. The safety of the door. The promise of a sane world beyond the door. Getting there seemed to take forever.